Possible, Bannon said. He's afraid, that's for damn sure. Reacher nodded. I think these guys are real good at the cruel psychological nuances. I think that's why some of the messages came here direct. Nothing worse for Armstrong than to hear from the people paid to protect him that he's in big trouble.
Except he's not hearing from them, Nagley said.
Bannon made no comment on that. Stuyvesant paused a beat. Anything else? He said.
We've concluded that you won't get any more messages, Bannon said. They'll strike at a time and place of their own choosing, and obviously they won't tip you off as to where and when. Conversely, if they try and fail, they won't want you to have known about it ahead of time. Otherwise, they'd look ineffective.
Any feeling about where and when?
We'll talk about that tomorrow morning. We're working on a theory right now. I assume you'll all be here tomorrow morning?
Why wouldn't we be?
It's Thanksgiving Day.
Armstrong's working, so we're working. What's he doing?
Being a nice guy at a homeless shelter?
Is that wise? Stuyvesant just shrugged.
No choice, Froelich said. It's in the Constitution that politicians have to serve turkey dinners on Thanksgiving Day in the worst part of town they can find.
Well, wait until we talk tomorrow morning, Bannon said. Maybe you'll want to change his mind, or amend the Constitution.
Then he stood up and walked around the table and collected the photographs again, like they were precious to him. Froelich dropped Nagley at the hotel, and then she and Reacher drove home. She was quiet all the way, conspicuously and aggressively silent. He stood it until they reached the bridge over the river, and then he gave in.
What?
He said.
Nothing.
Gotta be something. She didn't answer, just drove on and parked as near her place as she could get, which was two streets away. The neighborhood was quiet. It was late at night before a holiday. People were inside, cozy and relaxed. She shut off the engine but didn't get out of the car. Just sat there looking straight ahead through the windshield, saying nothing.
What?
He asked again.
I don't think I can stand it, she said.
Stand what?
You're going to get yourself killed, she said. Just like you got Joe killed.
Excuse me, he said.
You heard.
I didn't get Joe killed.
He wasn't cut out for that kind of stuff, but he went ahead and did it anyway, because he was always comparing himself. He was driven to do it.
By me?
Who else? He was your brother. He followed your career.
Reacher said nothing.
Why do you people have to be like this? She said.
Us people? He said back. Like what?
You men. You military people, always charging headlong into stupidity.
Is that what I'm doing?
You know it is.
I'm not the one sworn to take a bullet for some worthless politician.
Neither am I. That's just a figure of speech, and not all politicians are worthless.
So would you take a bullet for him or not? She shrugged.
I don't know.
And I'm not charging headlong into anything.
Yes, you are. You've been challenged. And God forbid you should stay cool and just walk away.
You want me to walk away? Or do you want to get this thing done?
You can't do it by butting heads like you were all rutting deer or something.
Why not? Sooner or later, it's us or them. That's how it is. That's how it always is. Why pretend any different?
Why look for trouble?
I'm not looking for trouble. I don't see it as trouble.
Well, what the hell else is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
He paused a beat. You know any lawyers? He asked.
Any what?
You heard.
Lawyers. Are you kidding? In this town, it's wall-to-wall lawyers.
Okay, so picture a lawyer. 20 years out of law school. Lots of hands-on experience. Somebody asks him, can you write this slightly complex will for me?
What does he say?
What does he do? Does he start trembling with nerves? Does he think he's been challenged? Is it a testosterone thing?
No.
He just says, sure, I can do that. And then he goes ahead and does it, because it's his job, pure and simple.
This isn't your job, Reacher.
Yes, it is. Near as makes no difference. Uncle Sam paid me your tax dollars to do exactly this kind of stuff, 13 straight years. And Uncle Sam sure as hell didn't expect me to run away and get all psychological and conflicted about it.
She stared forward through the windshield. It was misting fast from their breath.
There are hundreds of people on the other side of the Secret Service, she said, in financial crimes. Hundreds of them. I don't know how many exactly. Lots of them. Good people. We're not really investigative, but they are. That's all they are. That's what they're for. Joe could have picked any 10 of them and sent them down to Georgia. He could have picked 50 of them, but he didn't. He had to go himself. He had to go alone because he was challenged. He couldn't back off because he was always comparing himself.
I agree he shouldn't have done it, Reacher said. Like a doctor shouldn't write a will, like a lawyer shouldn't do surgery.
But you made him.
He shook his head. No, I didn't make him. She was silent. 2 points, Froelich. First, people shouldn't have to choose their careers with one eye on what their brother might think. And second, the last time Joe and I had any significant contact, I was 16 years old. He was 18. He was leaving for West Point. I was a kid. The last thing on his mind was copying me. Are you nuts? And I never really saw him again after that. Funerals only, basically. Because whatever you think about me as a brother, he was no better. He paid no attention to me. Years would go by, I wouldn't hear from him.
He followed your career. Your mother sent him stuff. He was comparing himself.
Our mother died 7 years before he did. I barely had a career back then.
You won the Silver Star in Beirut right at the beginning.
I was blown up by a bomb. They gave me a medal because they couldn't think what else to do. That's what the army is like. Joe knew that.
He was comparing himself.
Reacher moved in his seat, watched small swirls of condensation form on the windshield glass. Maybe. But not to me.
Who then?
A dad, possibly. She shrugged.
He never talked about him.
Well, there you go, Reacher said. Avoidance. Denial.
You think? What was special about your dad?
Reacher looked away, closed his eyes. He was a Marine, he said. Korea and Vietnam. Very compartmentalized guy. Gentle, shy, sweet, loving man. But a stone-cold killer, too. Harder than a nail. Next to him, I look like Liberace.
Do you compare yourself with him?
Reacher shook his head, opened his eyes. No point. Next to him, I look like Liberace. Always will, no matter what. Which isn't necessarily such a bad thing for the world.
Didn't you like him?
He was okay. But he was a freak. No room for people like him anymore.
Joe shouldn't have gone to Georgia.
Reacher nodded. No argument about that. No argument at all. But it was nobody's fault except his own. He should have had more sense.
So should you.
I got plenty of sense. Like, for instance, I joined the military police, not the Marine Corps. Like, for instance, I don't feel compelled to rush around trying to design a new $100 bill. I stick to what I know.
And you think you know how to take out these guys?
Like the garbage man knows how to take out the trash. It ain't rocket science.
That sounds pretty arrogant.
He shook his head. Listen, I'm sick of justifying myself. It's ridiculous. You know your neighbors? You know the people who live around here?
Not really, she said.
He rubbed mist off the glass and pointed out his window with his thumb. Maybe one of them is an old lady who knits sweaters. Are you going to walk up to her and say, "Oh, my God, what's with you? I can't believe you actually have the temerity to know how to knit sweaters."
You're equating armed combat with knitting sweaters?
I'm saying we're all good at something. And that's what I'm good at. Maybe it's the only thing I'm good at. I'm not proud of it, and I'm not ashamed of it either. It's just there. I can't help it. I'm genetically programmed to win, is all. Several consecutive generations.
Joe had the same genes.
No, he had the same parents. There's a difference.
I hope your faith in yourself is justified.
It is. Especially now with Nagli here. She makes me look like Liberace. Froelich looked away, went quiet. What?
She's in love with you.
Bullshit.
Froelich looked straight at him. How would you know?
She's never been interested. Froelich just shook her head. I just talked to her about it, he said, the other day. She said she's never been interested. She told me that, words of one syllable.
And you believed her?
Wasn't I supposed to?
Froelich said nothing.
Reacher smiled slowly.
What?
You think she is interested? He asked.
You smile just like Joe, she answered. A little shy, a little lopsided. It's the most incredibly beautiful smile I ever saw.
You're not exactly over him, are you? At the risk of being the last to know, at the risk of stating the bloody obvious. She didn't answer, just got out of the car and started walking. He followed after her. It was cold and damp on the street. The night air was heavy. He could smell the river and jet fuel from somewhere. They reached her house. She unlocked the door. They stepped inside. There was a sheet of paper lying on the hallway floor.